Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in our textbooks. We have been talking about the pillars of Islam, and we covered the first pillar, which is taught to our children in our public schools, which is the pillar of the Shahada, to testify. And we have discovered that this foundation of Islam, which does not exist in the Quran, but is only written in the Hadith, is a false foundation. Why? Because the Quran taught Muslims that to be a witness, you must be a person who has seen by the eyes, heard by the ears, or smell by the nose, or taste by the tongue, or touch by the hand. Meaning, to be a true witness, you must use your senses. And sadly, today in the West, thousands of Americans and others who say the Shahada in the Arabic language without even knowing what they are saying, because they simply cannot pronounce such word. To me, to believe in a new religion or a cult, I must investigate it. I must know everything about it. I must study its books, not just to jump into some cult without knowing what's in it. But that's the sad story. Westerns, Americans, and others heard lies about Islam to be what it is not. And they quickly say the Shahada, say this statement, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, without having a clue what they really are doing. Today we'll look at another pillar, which is the pillar of prayer. First, let me remind you of what our children are studying and are learning in our public schools. Then we will cover the second most important pillar in Islam, the pillar of prayer. For our students are learning
from the Florida Teacher's Guide, Corrections to Islam-Biased Content in Florida's K-12 Textbooks, Teacher's Guide, Addendum, published by Glencoe World Geography, McGraw-Hill Glencoe, copyright 2000-2003, pages 448 through 449. Islam had profound religious, political, and cultural influences in these areas. One of the new features seen in the region's cities was the mosque, a house of worship where Muslims pray. Today, around one-fifth of the world's population follows Islam and is called Muslim. Muslims follow their faith's principles set down in the Quran, Islam's holy book. They also fulfill five duties known as the five pillars of Islam.
And now, here is our pillar for today. For the textbook stated,
Muslims praying five times a day.
Yes, indeed. Muslims pray five times a day. But also notice, we just heard that 20%, one-fifth of planet Earth today, believe in this cult of Islam. They all supposedly pray five times a day. And what is amazing about the prayer in Islam, it cannot be said except in the Arabic language. Similar to the Shahada, people must say the Shahada in the Arabic language. Now, the prayer itself must be also said in the Arabic language, which is, to me, a great dilemma in Islam. Why is that? How do 87% of the Muslims who do not speak the Arabic language pray five times a day in Arabic, a language they do not know, a language they do not understand? If I stand up in any mosque and I spoke to them in easy Arabic words, how much of what I say will they understand? Hardly nothing. And I'm shocked to see Americans who become Muslims memorizing the prayer in the Arabic and repeating it 5 times a day without having a clue what they're saying. I remember one time I was in the city of Orlando, Florida. As I was driving my car, I saw the next car to me in the next lane, a lady in full hijab. So I come to the conclusion that she is obviously a Muslim lady. Somehow I shouted from inside my car, "Assalamu alaikum," and I have no idea why I did that. The lady in the other car heard me shouting "Assalamu alaikum," which is the Muslim greeting. She put her window down, I put my window down, and I did not know what to say next. And to get myself out of this awkward position, I asked her the question, "Where is John Young Street?" She did not know what I was saying, simply because I asked her the question in the Arabic language, and she was a Muslim American. And she apologized by saying to me, "Well, I'm sorry, I don't speak Arabic." I said, "Well, I thought you are a Muslima." She said, "Yes, I am a Muslima. Praise Allah. I am a born-again Muslima for the last 5 years." And here is, I was shocked that Muslims use the word born-again Muslims. Obviously, whoever led her to Islam is using a Christian expression, the expression of born again. For in Islam, there is no such a thing as a born again Muslim. But anyway, as we continue to talk, I said to her, "I bet you have a hard time praying in the Arabic language since you don't speak Arabic." She said, No, absolutely not. I already memorized my prayer." She bragged about memorizing her prayer. Like another lady I met somewhere else who told me before she was a Muslima, she did not pray at all. And she only went to the church on Easter and Christmas days. But besides that, she did not really have any prayer life at all. But in Islam, she prays Allah because now she prays 5 times a day. She told me before she was a Muslima, she used to drink and party. But now, since she became a Muslima, she quit drinking and she quit partying because that is sin in Islam. And I wonder how much these ladies know about Christianity before they join the club of the cult of Islam. Does the Bible teach it's okay to get drunk? Does the Bible teach it's okay to party? Does the Bible teach that the right way to pray in the Christian faith is to pray once a year on Christmas Day or on Easter Day? Where do they come up with this Christianity and then leave it for the cult of Islam? But what is amazing is, as they became Muslims, they pray 5 times a day in a language which they have no clue what they're saying. They simply memorize prayer and repeat it 5 times a day. Which reminds me of my neighbor. I used to live next to him. His name was Mr. Bell. And Mr. Bell have a bird. And this bird also can speak words in English. And the birds used to say, "Merry Christmas, Happy New Year." It doesn't matter really what time you go and visit Mr. Bell, summer or winter, Easter or Christmas, the bird always say the same words, "Merry Christmas, Happy New Year," and the statement, "Don't forget the keys, don't forget the keys." Is this how Muslims pray around the world? Yes, indeed, my dear brothers and sisters. For 87% of Muslims on planet Earth have no idea what true worship and prayer is, because they simply repeat words they memorize in the Arabic language, which most of them are not familiar of the meaning of such words. Muslim must pray 5 times a day facing Mecca. Well, how you can face Mecca if you are in America? Or how you can face Mecca if you are somewhere in China? You see, the idea that the earth is flat is taught throughout the Quran. Early Muslim Muhammad and his followers did not know that the earth is a sphere. So if you are standing here in America and you're facing to the east, thinking you are facing Mecca, which direction are you really facing? You're facing up to the air, have nothing to do with Mecca. Unless you're standing very near Mecca and you're facing the Kaaba, then you are facing Mecca. But if you go to a faraway country, like here in the United States, when you are facing Mecca, if you draw a straight line from your head directly to the east of where we're standing, you're not really facing Mecca. You are far away from Mecca. Actually, I believe you may be standing on the top of Mecca, depending on where you are at in America.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Not only do Muslims pray five times a day towards Mecca in the Arabic language, but they have a specific time to pray, as if you think the whole world has the same hour. So they are praying in unity, but that does not work. Why is that? Because 3 o'clock in the afternoon here have nothing to do with 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Saudi Arabia. So people are not really praying at the same time. But if the earth is flat and the sun shines on earth at the same time all over the earth, then all Muslims pray in unity at the same time. You know, it's amazing how picky the Muslims are now concerning the time of prayer. They set the time of the prayer, not by the hour, but exactly by the minute. I wonder, which clock did Muhammad and early Muslim used 1400 years ago? Now, when we say Muslim pray five times a day, why five? Why not four? Why not six? The only way we can answer this question is by going to the Hadith, which sadly many Muslims in the West do not believe in. For when we read the Quran, you will never find in any place there that Allah command Muslim to pray five times a day. As a matter of fact, all over the Quran, we see that Allah command Muslims simply to perform the prayer. But He never tells them how many times Muslims should pray, or when exactly they should pray. A good example of that is what Allah said in the Quran in chapter 2 and verse 238. Keep the prayers and the middle prayer and stand in obedience before Allah. Now, do we know how many prayers here? Obviously not. All what we know is Allah command Muslim to keep the prayers and the prayer which they pray in the middle. But when we go to the Hadith, we find out that Muslim must pray five times a day. And the Hadith is the words and the sayings of Muhammad, the same book of Hadith which informs us that Muhammad was a child molester, for he was married to Aisha when she was 6 years old and he himself was 51 years old. It also tells us that Muslim must pray five times a day. For those who reject the Hadith because it describes the sinful nature of Muhammad, they must accept the Hadith, because otherwise Muslims who reject the Hadith by stating that the information in such books are not acceptable, we don't believe in it, these Muslims who reject the Hadith cannot say the Shahada. the first pillar in Islam. Because as we said in our previous program, the Shahada, the first pillar of Islam, does not exist on the Quran. The statement, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, does not exist in the Quran, but it is in the Hadith. So it is as in the case of the five prayers a day. You cannot find a verse in the Quran where Allah commands Muslims to pray five times a day. But this is written in the Hadith. And when you read the story of the Hadith, which is, by the way, supported by the Quran, as it is written in Quran chapter 17, verse 1, when Allah said, "Praise be to him who took his servant by night from the forbidden mosque to the farthest mosque, who we have blessed that which surrounds him, that we might show him some of our signs. Surely he is the hearing, the seeing." What is this verse talking about? This verse is talking about Muhammad's miraculous trip from Mecca to Jerusalem, which took place in a blink of an eye. And it was there that Muhammad prayed with all the previous prophets. But the story does not stop there. For the true hadith of Muhammad stated that Muhammad was taken all the way from earth to the seventh heaven, riding on his mule, which in this case I call the supersonic mule. For the entire miracle took place within a few minutes. As Muhammad made his trip through the seven heavens, he was riding on his mule, and at the same time, he was accompanied by Angel Gabriel. As Muhammad and Angel Gabriel passed through these seven heavens, they also passed through seven gates. For every heaven has its own gate, which is guarded by an angel. And every time Angel Gabriel passed through one of these gates, the keeper of the gate asked, "Who is there?" And Angel Gabriel say, "It's me, Angel Gabriel." And then the keeper will ask the question, "Is anyone with you?" And then Gabriel will say, "Yes, I have Prophet Muhammad with me." And then the keeper say, "Please come on in." And this is how Muhammad and Angel Gabriel were able to pass through all these heavens until they get to the seven heavens. For there Muhammad went to the seventh heaven by himself without Gabriel. For Gabriel was not worthy to go before Allah, but Muhammad was able to do so. But this hadith is full of nonsense, many error and contradiction. For example, Adam was in the first heaven crying. For every time Adam looked in his right hand, he laughed. But when he looked at his left hand, he cried. And the reason Adam was crying is very simple, because he sees all the people who disbelieve in Muhammad and he sees them burning in hell. But the Bible is very clear, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible states that in heaven there is no tears, there is no cries. And as we continue with this fairy tale, we find that Muhammad met with Moses in the fourth, and some says in the fifth heavens. And then Muhammad was able to go and talk to Allah in the seventh heaven. And Allah told Muhammad that he wants him to come back to earth and to tell his people to pray 50 times a day. That's 50, 50 times a day. As Muhammad was coming back to earth, he swung by where Moses was. And there, Moses asked him, "What did Allah say?" Muhammad said, "Allah wants me to ask my people to pray 50 times a day." Quickly, Moses said, No. Go back to Allah. Tell him that's too much. My people will not believe in me. My people will not accept this huge number of prayer." Muhammad took the advice of Moses and went back to Allah. And Allah gave him discount, 5 prayer off. So now Muslims need to pray 45 times a day. But Moses met with Muhammad again. He said, No. That's still too much." Muhammad returned to the seven heavens, and Allah took another 5 prayers off. And this story continue to repeat in the hadith, as Muhammad meet with Moses, Moses says, still too much. Muhammad go back to Allah in the seven heavens, and Allah cut five prayer off. And it ended with Allah asked Muhammad to ask the Muslim people on earth to pray five times a day. It's amazing how this negotiation exists between Allah and Muhammad, which literally we practice today in the Middle East. When you buy or you sell anything in the Middle East, you always have to negotiate. You start with $1,000 and you end paying $250 or $200. That is the history of the hadith of why Muslims pray five times a day. And in reality, the whole thing is a lie. Why? Because Muhammad was never taken from Mecca to Jerusalem. Muhammad was never taken from Jerusalem to the seven heavens, because it's very simple. The Bible says there's only three heavens. So where did Muhammad come up with the other four heavens? Add to that, the Quran itself says that the distance between earth and the heaven is 1,000 years. Or another location in the Quran, 50,000 years for angels. So if Muhammad was accompanied by angel Gabriel, that means he have to go at least with the speed of angels, which means literally, in reality, Muhammad have not arrived yet to the second or the third heaven. The story is made up. Muhammad made it up. There is not a second eyewitness of this claim which is made by Muhammad. The reality is Muhammad copied his prayer, this five prayer, from the Sabaeans who used to worship seven times a day. These are the truths which we should teach our children in our public school instead of the simple titles about the pillars of Islam. And until we meet again to learn about the rest of the pillars of Islam, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.